This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduh, wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'ghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسول فقد فاز فوزا عظيما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We praise and thank Allah ta'ala for allowing us all to be gathered here today to perform the Salatul Jumu'ah. We also praise and thank Allah for allowing us to be alive during the month of Ramadan, a month of blessing, a month of rahmah, a month inshaAllah we will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month to attain taqwa. And I ask Allah ta'ala to gather all of us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus, ameen. As I said, this is the month in which inshaAllah, if we fast well, if we do our obligations well, if we do more of the sunnah well, we read more Qur'an, we understand more Qur'an, we do more our adhkar, we give more sadaqah, for the whole purpose of pleasing Allah Ta'ala, He guarantees us forgiveness. And we know this. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And we know that Allah Ta'ala tells us the purpose of fasting is to attain taqwa, the consciousness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now the question remains, that since 1 week of Ramadan is gone, do we feel different? Do we feel like we have slightly become a little bit better? If the answer is no, then it's still not too late. I want you to think of a race. Let's say you are running a 300 meter race. Whenever you are running a long race, you never start off fast. You always jog in the beginning. And then after 100 meters, you slightly increase your speed. And then in the last 100 meter, you can see the finish line. That's when you speed. That's when you sprint. That's when you go right to the finish line and inshallah hold that cup or that gold medal of victory. So that's something we do, we pace ourselves. Ramadan is just like that. You have the first 10 days of Ramadan, which is about to end. So if you have been pacing yourself, great. Now the next phase is coming in. The next 10 days of Ramadan is about to enter. And as soon as that enters, you need to slightly increase your ibadah a little bit more. And then finally, when the last 10 days come in, then that is the moment that we've been waiting for. That last moment. Why? Because that is where Laylatul Qadr is. Laylatul Qadr is, as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. He said that indeed we have revealed it, the Quran, in the night of decree. And how would you know? And what is this night of decree? How would you know what this is? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. This night of power or decree is better than 1,000 months. So this is coming up inshallah, and that is why we need to increase our ibadah so much. And since this is the last khutbah before the end of this term, next week Friday, you don't have school. This is the last khutbah over here. So this is my reminder to you. Remember, the last 10 nights is in your holidays. Take advantage of that holiday. do a lot of ibadah, inshallah. So in the next khutbah, I'll explain just a few points on what we can do, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Since the night of decree, the Laylatul Qadr is coming. Firstly, we don't know which night that is. None of us know which night that is. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indicated some of its signs or some knowledge about it. One, it is definitely in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Two, it is definitely in the last odd nights of Ramadan. But that doesn't mean we should leave the even nights out, because sometimes we don't know if our nights are correct. So we need to try our best to worship Allah Ta'ala as best as we can every single night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And there are some indications from some of the Sahaba, some of the ulama, it might be on the 27th. But this is something we still don't know. It is not confirmed by the Sunnah. It is not confirmed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we need to ensure that we do ibadah as much as we can in the last 10 nights. How fortunate are we that this Ramadan, the last 10 nights fall during the holiday. So we don't have excuse. You may sleep in the day, and at night, try your best to wake up the entire night, if possible, inshallah, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. If you can, do i'tikaf in the masjid if possible. Go to i'tikaf. It's a great opportunity to gain the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Remember that night, the reward of that night is better than you doing the same deed for 1,000 months, 83 or so years. Some of us here will not live that long. A few of us maybe will live longer than that. But a lot of us, and I believe majority of us, will not even live that long. So take advantage of the last 10 nights. One of the things that is really important on the night or the last 10 nights is Qiyamul Layl, is standing the night in your salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stands at night in performing the prayer with iman and hoping for rewards, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all of his past sins. And then specifically he said, "Man qama fi laylatil qadri إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ." Whoever stands at night performing the Qiyamul Layl, the Taraweeh, Tahajjud, whatever you want to call it, the night prayers, standing up at night with Iman and hoping for rewards, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all of his past sins. Look at these opportunities Allah is giving us. Let's take advantage of it, let's grab it. So Salah at night, number one. Number two, a lot of Qur'an. If you can read those Qur'an during your Qiyamul Layl or listen to it, great. But on top of that, take advantage of reading the Qur'an as well. You know, sit with it if you like. Continue reading. Understand the Qur'an. Because that was the night the Qur'an was revealed. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. That indeed the Qur'an was revealed in the night of Qadr. So take advantage of the Qur'an. Remember, every letter is 10 hasanat, minimum. Then Allah multiplies that by minimum of another 10 to 700. Then on top of that, it's Ramadan. Even more than that, and on top of that, it's Laylatul Qadr, multiplied by another 1,000 months. We tried that in the year, in one of our classes, we could not calculate it. Calculators could not calculate the reward. You can't do it. That's the amazing amount of hasanat Allah Ta'ala has in store for us. Make a lot of dua. Number three, make a lot of dua. Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked, "Ya Rasulullah, what is the best dua to say during those nights or on Laylatul Qadr?" He said this one particular dua, and we all know this. We've learned this before. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. You can add kareem if you like. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Very special dua. Oh Allah, you are the forgiver. You love to forgive, so forgive me. Imagine you asking that sincerely to Allah. Ya Allah, you're the forgiver. You love to forgive. Ya Allah, forgive me. Be sincere in your dua and you will see how Allah forgives you. You will feel like a changed person. And straight after Ramadan, a sign of the ulama, they say, a sign of true fasting, a sign of your fasting being accepted, is you feel good after Ramadan. You feel like you've changed. You feel like something has happened in your life and you're now looking positively, inshallah. So take advantage, boys and girls and teachers. Take advantage, inshallah, and make this Ramadan our best so far. Ameen. Ibadallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربيانا صغارا والجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وقراءة القرآن ودعاؤنا هذا يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please standing up. Make yourself. Allahu Akbar.